The head of the Green Party, Marcin Bursik, has resigned from his post over the party's poor showing in the European elections. The Greens received just over 2% of the vote, a much lower score than they'd hoped for. With the second in line now in charge, the party will try for a comeback in October's early general elections. Jan Richter has the details.
The first head rolled in the wake of the European elections as the chair of the Green Party, Marcin Bursik, quit his post on Monday over the party's overwhelming defeat. The Greens, who have 4 MPs in the lower house of the Czech Parliament, were hoping to get their first member of the European Parliament, but they received just over 2% of the vote, a result that has pushed them to the margin of Czech politics. Last weekend's European elections are the party's second defeat in succession under Mr. Bursik's leadership. Last autumn they failed to make their mark in the Senate and regional elections. As the party's gloomy election results came in on Sunday night, Marcin Bursik said he was not going to make any hasty decisions, but that he would consider giving up his post. On Monday, he told party leadership that the time had come for him to go.
The party leader has the main share of responsibility for the party's results. I was part of the campaign and am ready to bear responsibility for our poor showing. I'm not running away from politics or from my responsibility, but the time has come for me to step aside and give someone else the opportunity to lead the party into the general election.
Mr. Bursik said he would not be running for re-election at the next party conference and would not seek a place on the Greens' ticket in the autumn early general elections. The second-in-command Andrei Liška will lead the party in his stead. He told Czech TV on Monday what he thought was behind the Greens' election defeat.
We are well aware of the fact that despite the considerable support we received from respected public figures such as Václav Havel and Karel Schwarzenberg, we were not able to get as much public support as we expected. We apparently weren't able to approach the public in a comprehensible way.
Some commentators were quick to point out that every party Václav Havel ever backed failed, a phenomenon known in Czech politics as Mr. Havel's kiss of death. But a more likely reason for the party's miserable showing was months of highly publicized party infighting, which resulted in 3 different Green parties fielding candidates to the European Parliament. Andrei Liška believes that in the next general election, the Greens do stand a chance if they appeal to those whose votes earned them 6 seats in parliament in the last general elections.
My goal and my ambition in the 4.5 months that are left until the election is to win support from those who voted for us in 2006 and also those who are disappointed with the state of Czech politics and are looking for alternatives.
Mr. Liška's own political future and the head of the party depends on whether he manages to unite it and effect a comeback in October's early general elections. If he fails, the Green will be relegated to the fringe of Czech politics after only 1 term in government.
Jan Richter there. Now, the Greens weren't the